there's some names of people. Something made you upset and you said you are not okay living in a country where it's okay for anyone to murder and kill five-year-olds. Yeah. And let's get to why it is five-year-olds is significant. Tell me why it is you dropped the five-year age, because it's very significant, and there's a real reason, and I have the same problem. I've been upset ever since.
Well, so the bottom line for me is that it is a very specific situation that in this particular instance, what has been the objective all along is to drop this entire designation down into the moving of the liability out of the PrEP Act condition and into the childhood vaccine condition. We have been desperate in America, courtesy of the entire vaccine march ever since 1986. We have been entirely motivated to make sure that every drug dealing company has the ability to suppress any public liability that it might ever have by making sure that whatever is done falls under the PrEP Act, Childhood Vaccine Act, not under the PrEP Act. And that's because what we're trying to do is we're trying to institute this as the precursor to having any child access education. 5 years of age means that before you get to go to school, we get to genetically alter you. And so for me, the 5 year of age limit is actually significant on a host of reasons. But most importantly, we know that the objective has been to get 86 Act protection for an illegal substance, a gene therapy, which is going to harm and maim and kill children. And we want to make sure that the school systems in America are hijacked into forcing this onto the vaccine schedule before a kid goes to school. The fact of the matter is there is no justification, and you know this very well from all the data that CDC has published, there's no justification for any of these experimental injections in any population, and certainly not making it part of the general schedule of vaccines for school children. But that's why we had to get to five, because we had to make sure it was a gateway drug to getting into schools. And the fact is, every single person knows that this had nothing to do with public health. This had to do with an agenda to make children dependent on a vaccine platform, which genetically altered them from childhood for the rest of their lives.